So now, ladies and gentlemen...
Hello, Gordon. Dick. Where did Snooks go?
Well, she's around here somewhere, Daddy. Are you very angry with her?
I'm just terribly disappointed, that's all.
Oh, his hair'll grow back soon. Why, I had mine...
It's not that, Dick. I knew that was bound to happen sooner or later.
Has she done something else?
My wife tells me she's ransacked all the closets and torn open every one of the Christmas presents we've been hiding.
Uh-oh.
Oh, there she goes now, in the dressing room. I must have a talk with her. See you later, Dick.
Hello, Daddy.
Hello, Snooks. I'm ashamed of you.
Why?
Mummy told me what you've done. It wasn't bad enough you cut off the baby's hair. You had to go and open up the Christmas presents, too. However could you think of two such abominable things?
It was easy, Daddy. I had the scissors, and when I got through opening the packages, Rokespear happened to come along.
Oh, stop it. What's the matter with you? With Christmas so close, you'd think a little girl would go out of her way to be good.
You'd think so, wouldn't you, Daddy?
Now, don't be smart. I certainly wouldn't want to get caught opening the presents before Christmas.
Well, I didn't want to get caught either. But Mummy...
Silence! How is it that Mummy found you in the closet with the presents?
She walked awful quiet, Daddy.
The amazing thing is you show no remorse. Here it is, less than a week until Christmas, and you behave like a hoodlum. Do you expect Santa Claus to bring you any nice toys? Well, what are you laughing at?
I don't know.
A very idea. Ripping open all the packages. People strive to be nice to you, get you lovely presents, and you couldn't wait a few days. Oh, that's the lowest trick in the world.
Is it, Daddy?
It certainly is. Oh. Did you see anything for me there?
Uh-huh. Mommy bought you a bathroom.
Oh. One of those crummy ones like last year?
Same thing.
Oh, well. Woman's got the taste of a tout.
Huh?
Nothing. You didn't happen to see what I got for Mummy, did you?
Mm-hmm. My gown with no back.
And that is the latest thing. That's really a nightgown, isn't it?
It's a crummy one like last year.
Now, Snooks, just because I said it, you don't have to say it.
Mommy said it, too.
Oh, she did, eh? This is going to be a fine Christmas. And all because you didn't have any patience.
What's patience, Daddy?
I've told you 1,000 times. It means being able to wait.
Why?
Because sometimes it's imperative. Suppose a man goes fishing.
What man?
Oh, any man. Suppose a man...
Uncle Louie?
All right, Uncle Louie. Suppose Uncle Louie goes fishing.
Uncle Louie don't like to go fishing, Daddy.
I don't care what he likes.
I know. I've seen the present you bought him.
I never mind that present. What's the matter with it, anyway?
You know.
I don't know what you're talking about. It's a very expensive tie. Oh, what's he sending me, a grand piano?
No, he sent you...
Now, don't tell me. That's the very thing I'm trying to explain to you. I've got enough patience to wait until Christmas morning to see my presents. I don't go snooping around closets. What'd he send me, Sucks?
I better not tell you, Daddy.
Ah, you're right. I'd rather wait.
Yeah.
Yes. Doesn't matter anyway.
No.
Well, you don't have to tell me if you don't want to.
All right.
Now, what is it? Such a big secret?
Well, I won't tell you what it is, but...
Yes, yes.
It's made of wood, and it's brown, and you smoke it.
Another pipe. Two-bit Louie. Ah, the cheapskate. And to think I tossed out 39 cents on that tie. I'll bet the pipe's no good.
No good, Daddy.
Now, how do you know?
I smoked it. And I feel sick, Daddy.
Well, it just serves you right. Maybe you'll have a little more patience from now on.
What much patience.
I'll tell you if you just don't interrupt me. Suppose a man goes fishing.
Not Uncle Louie.
No, not Uncle Louie. He's got no time for fishing. He's too busy hoarding. And I've a good mind to tell Santa not to bring you anything.
I don't care.
Oh, you don't?
No, I seen what he brought me, and I don't like it.
Snooks, could it be possible that you don't like that beautiful little electric stove? Could that be?
Could be.
So you don't like that stove?
I don't like that stove.
Mm-hmm. Didn't you write and ask Santa to send you a stove?
Mm-hmm. But now I want a pair of ice skates.
Oh. Well, that's a horse of another color.
I want a colored horse, too.
Don't be silly.
I want a colored horse.
I'll cut that out. You can't have any colored horses.
Why?
Because you can't. You'll take the stove and be happy with it.
No, I want ice skates.
Oh, you're too young for ice skates. You're liable to get caught on some thin ice. And I don't want you to have any accidents.
Why?
Oh, that's not a fair question, and you know it.
If you don't tell Santa Claus to bring me ice skates, I'll...
You'll what?
I'll eat all the lights off the Christmas tree.
Now, listen to me, Snooks. This is not the time of the year for that kind of behavior. I don't want to have to spank you. I want everybody to be happy and contented in our house.
Then buy me a pair of ice skates.
Snooks, I'm going to tell you a very sad, sad story about a little boy who wanted ice skates for Christmas. He wanted them very badly, too. And he finally got them.
Would they fit me?
Yes. Well, this poor child lived in a miserable shack with his stepmother and his stepfather. He was only a little lad.
Was he a stepladder?
No, he was an orphan. These awful people had adopted him and made him work so they could loaf. And every day they beat him.
Where's the skates?
I'm coming to the skates. One Christmas, as the child was selling his papers in the street, it was freezing, and he had no coat.
But he had skates.
Not yet. He was shivering in the cold, and he happened to walk past a wonderful toy shop. In the center of the window, gleaming, polished, there hung
a salami?
No, a pair of skates.
Ah.
And how this wretched child longed for them. But he only had 7 cents in his pocket. And the skates cost a lot more than that. Still, he couldn't resist going in the store. Well, as soon as the storekeeper sized up the situation, he did a very noble thing. He gave the little boy the skates for nothing.
Are you wonderful, Daddy?
Oh, he meant well. But the child took the skates and dashed over to a frozen pond. The ice was thin in one spot. And the unfortunate child fell through. It was some time before he was rescued. But they got him out. Barely a spark of life left in him. So they rushed the little tyke to the hospital. And for days his life hung in the balance.
Mm-hmm.
Well, in the small hours of the morning just before Christmas, the end came. The broken-hearted storekeeper blamed himself for the accident. And 2 days later, he passed away from grief. Both gone. The kind storekeeper and the little boy. Now, doesn't that make you stop and think?
Mm-hmm.
What are you thinking about?
What did they do with the skates?
Oh, what's the use? I'll buy you a pair of skates. Come on.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Oh, my. What an imagination Daddy has.